Vicky.
Now 7 after the hour. What's going on is the focus of our concern. Our worthwhile efforts are here many times during every day of the week. You come to understand that we have help for you in understanding what's going on. We don't want to tell you what to think or how to think, but we would like you to think about things that are going on. For example, a couple of teenage stories floating around here. Actually, there are three. One's good. The other two are not so good. One of them comes from Minnesota, where apparently a teenager had a plan, a rather bold, dangerous plan, according to police. Here's what he had in mind. He was going to kill his family, start a diversionary fire, set off bombs in an area school, kill the resource officer there, and then shoot up some students. Somebody noticed some suspicious things at a storage facility, tipped off authorities to this plan. 17-year-old arrested, charged with multiple counts of attempted murder, possession of explosive or other incendiary devices. So how do you arrest somebody before they do something and charge them? Maybe
they admitted to the plan, or, I mean, obviously he was in possession of weapons that he wasn't licensed to have, and he had explosives.
What in the world goes on? We ask these same questions all the time. Is it the media that underlies all of this? These children, these are children, in essence, but on the cusp of being adult, according to definition. Another year, this guy could go into the service. Maybe he needs to save it up so that he can get points for killing people and blowing things up. But you got to wonder, back again to a discussion that we've had, I think we had this week, last week, whenever these things come up, every week. Didn't we have a psychologist or a psychiatrist on, Kenny? It wasn't this week. I think it was last week.
We had Max Maddox.
That's right.
He wasn't a psychiatrist, but he went through the process and dealt with the mental health system.
Yeah. So here's another one: 60 Teaneck, New Jersey high school students arrested after a senior prank. Teenagers spraying silly strings on the floors, taping hot dogs to lockers, flipping desks over, urinating in the hallways,
ew,
smearing Vaseline on doors.
You had the hot dogs on the locker, but the urination, ugh.
Yeah. Officers discovered the vandalism after they responded to a burglary alarm around 2 o'clock yesterday. Police chief said at a news conference that several students ran from the building. When the police arrived, others stayed and tried to hide inside the building. By the time this was all over, 63 high school students, all seniors, arrested. And apparently there were adults involved in this as well. Hmm. Juveniles
released
to their
parents. I mean, come on.
I mean, think about it. What's fun? This reminds me what happens after some of these college teams or professional teams win a championship.
Yeah, they like
and people run around town and burn cars and
yeah.
You know, what is there in the human condition that thinks that's fun? Teaneck police canine team goes in after this foolishness with a bomb squad because they're worried about the bomb, or a bomb being part of their shenanigans. And when you see what other people are thinking, like the Minnesota teenager, they think, okay, it would be fun to put a bomb in a locker, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be so much fun. Let's do that. No permanent damage, widespread, messy stuff. Workers cleaned up the mess. Why didn't they have these people clean up the mess? Would they have to hire people? Send those people back in to clean up after themselves. Let them clean up their own urine. Right? Why would you? That's what we're so lenient.
That's where you learn.
Cruel and unusual punishment. Baloney!
Oh, you made it.
You made it. You messed it up. Clean it up.
Yeah, but the way that kids clean stuff up, you know you would have to have somebody come behind them anyway.
It still would be the thing to do. Just try.
Again, that's sort of back to where giving in and giving over to this stuff, Kenny. All right, so with all of that, the stories about the high school student and the Ohio teenager who took his great-grandmother to the prom, both at DougStephan.com. 19-year-old Austin Dennison asked an older girl to go with him to his prom. Much older, in fact. His great-grandmom. Austin asked his granny, Dee Dee, who is Dolores Dennison, to the prom at the Parkway High School in Rockford, Illinois. She never went to a prom. I asked her if she would be my date. How cool would it be to take my great-grandmother to a prom?
I think it's awesome.
She's 89 years old. She felt it was sweet when he asked her. She said, are you sure you wouldn't like to take one of the young ladies?
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
no.
Nope,
remember this so much more.
I want you. Absolutely, yep. Remember it. Yep. And so will many of the people listening to this program right now who didn't know the story. You will remember that story, hopefully much more so than the story of the massacre in the works in Minnesota or those Jerkelburgers who vandalized the school. Remember this story among all of the rest of them, okay? Please do that. Please. You know, I found last night watching Conan O'Brien as I was going off to sleep. He looks nervous to me.
He always does. He's uncomfortable.
He is, because he's moving around, and each time he makes a point, he puts his hands together like, okay, I need some attention here. And it's distracting. Somebody who produces the show should tell him that.
But I think that's part of his shtick, is he's kind of an uncomfortable sort of man.
You think? Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Ken?
That's been his thing all along.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think so. I think he really is like that. Mm. I mean, he's kind of a tall, nerdy guy.
Yeah. He went to Harvard. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many late-night comedians went to Harvard? Or is that the way of looking at it? May I make two suggestions to you for Mother's Day?
No. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I think I came up with this idea yesterday. I thought it was a stroke of genius.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
I know. So I'm going to put two good things together. All right, you ready for Sherry's Berries? You call 866-FRUIT-02 or go online to berries, berries.com. Order your mother two boxes. It'll cost you $40. Actually, no, $30, right? $19.99 and $10 more. Use the code in the mic in the upper right-hand corner, good day, for that deal. That's one thing for your mother. Another one. And this is really cool because it won't cost you anything. To go to the BuzzBox coffee box, the big orange box, you'll find almost every page at DougStephan.com, right-hand side. Click on that. Get the story. But better yet, get the free coffee for your mother for Mother's Day. Get her started on BuzzBox Coffee because it is the best coffee around. It is the official Doug Stephan Good Day program coffee, and it is free to get started. So you can call 866-456-7805 for that deal for Mother's Day, and you'll get it in time for Mother's Day if you do it right now. All right, call that number, 866-456-7805, or just go to the BuzzBox Coffee box, and you'll see. Get your free pound of coffee there. BuzzBox Coffee and Sherry's Berries. What a great combination for your mother for Mother's Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and you and me buzzing about the issues of the day or some of the things that are kind of cool. We always pride ourselves at DougSteffen.com with coming up with stories that you won't find pretty much anywhere else. This is a beautiful historic mansion that you see pictured at DougSteffen.com in the From Today Show section. An elegant suburban Chicago mini mansion on the market. A low price, and people are wondering, what the heck's the story? It's a beautiful, beautiful, this is a wonderful building in Joliet, Illinois, where our affiliate WJOL is.
I've been there.
Built in 1882, designed by architect James Weiss.
Hmm.
The three-story, 5,000-square-foot red brick mansion on the National Register of Historic Places, listed at $159,000. Foreclosure sale.
Deal.
Yeah, it is a deal. Home has something of a dark history, however.
Uh-oh.
Some.
What happened?
Say it is haunted. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
That makes it more fun, sort of.
A 19-year-old man, 2004 was the year, 19-year-old kid named Stephen Jenkins, shot during a party at the home. A couple of years later, a John Wilkes Booth impersonator bought the home and died suddenly. Just after we began work on turning the mansion into a Victorian museum. Woof. Real estate agents say that an energy reader went in there, said it was not haunted, but paranormal investigators who have flocked to the mansion disagree. One group claims the spirits of children as well as the two original owners are all there in that home.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We're going through the top five songs now for you, for your listening and dancing pleasure. Top five from this week in 1975. I have now recognition of this song, but if you'd have said Sammy Johns and Chevy Van to me, I would have had to go back into the real inner crevices of my mind. You know, yeah, where the dust is. Where? That's a great song. You ever hear that, Connie Francis?
No.
Where the dust is.
Now I have.
Someone waits for me. All right. Anyway, Sammy Johns was number five with the story of his Chevy van during this week in 1975. Number four belonged to Elton John. Crank it up, Michael. Songs this week in 1975. Elton John, number four. Sammy Johns, number five. Number three was Freddie Fender.
If the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
So.
She said yes.
So for a stellar week, music.
Well, I'm remembering this as maybe, Kenny, you can help me with this one, because you have more recent experience as a jock than do I. My jock days were from the mid-60s to the mid-70s, so I remember this as perhaps being the last time a sort of old-style country tune made it into the top 10 on the pop charts. I'm probably wrong on that, but I can't place in my mind another song that sounds so country that made it into the top 10.
Crossing over is very common now.
Well, but the country music today sounds just the same as pop music to me. Don't you think? Am I right or not?
Yeah, a lot of it does.
I mean, you're certainly better at this, Jennifer, when it comes to country music. After I watched you tapping and singing to Winona last Saturday night, I knew yeah, she knew them all, Kenny. All the words she knew. But anyway, what I'm saying is this is such a traditional country song. And this guy is a Hispanic. I think he's a Texas. I think he's a Texas boy, if I'm remembering correctly. So his real name isn't Freddie Fender. He happens to have a Fender guitar. I think that's where the name came from, didn't it? Do I remember that story correctly? Isn't it really?
I don't know very much about Freddie Fender.
Really? Kenny?
This is shocking.
Sorry.
Breaking news. Alert the media.
Number two this week in 1975. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Another somebody done.
Now I like this one. Who did this again?
Billy Joe Thomas.
Okay.
Also known as BJ Thomas. It's one of those sad story songs. And this is something I have never forgotten all the lyrics to this song. This is such a great, great song.
So play, play for
We got to get the number.
Up.
Hold on a second. Number one. From this week in 1975. Ciccarelli, also known as Tony Orlando, with the ladies known as Dawn, and He Don't Love You Like I Love You. I sang
this the whole time.
This gold is rusted. It's tarnished.
Ah, come on. This is good. This is a fun song. All right. That's it.
It's called the Get Up and Go Test. It's a good way to check your mobility. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's what you do. Stand up and walk 10 feet. Then walk back and sit down. That sounds simple, but watch how you or the person taking the test walks. Are you steady? How difficult is it to get up and sit down? According to a geriatrician at the Harvard Medical School, people should walk faster than 3 feet per second. If you're slower, chances are you might have a walking abnormality. A recent AMA study suggests doctors ask two questions. Do you have difficulty climbing 10 steps? And have you changed the way you climb steps lately? The point is, if doing these things is harder, physical therapy can often help. So can balance and strength training or using a cane or walker. Keep moving. That's really what Use It or Lose It is all about. For more info, check the links on our website. We're just a click away. No walking required. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The essence of news, things that are happening. Some people start their day and it makes their day. Hopefully it makes it a better day when you know what's going on, especially if you can find some good things around. And if you've been listening, you've heard some pretty good stories here and there this morning, along with some of the other muck that's there. The fellow who runs the NAACP chapter in Los Angeles apparently has decided to take a powder after the Sterling business this week.
Well, he's in big trouble.
Resigned because he was at the center of the controversy, as Mr. Sterling would buy whatever favor he could from the NAACP. And you may remember last week at this time when all this stuff started to bubble, there was an award pending for Mr. Sterling for being such a sterling fellow. The NAACP was going to give him the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, my God, these people. They are just amazing. People are just, well, people are people. It's fun to have us all not be perfect, right? Other than Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and me.
It's rough. I know. It's rough.
Who else, you know, is perfect? Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way?
Absolutely.
What's the matter with kids today? All right. So apparently also there's a story floating around on the L.A. Times today that Sterling has cancer.
Oh.
Now, is that going to affect what happens? Or is this just a play? When you look at him, he doesn't look like a healthy guy.
No one should joke about cancer.
No, not at all. But under the circumstances, I said this earlier, there was a rumor floating around that he was going to sell the team to his son and to his wife. Now, can he do that? The NBA has to pass and say yes to whoever buys it. And would they say yes to her and him, that is the wife and the son buying it? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be considered a de facto sale to himself? And I don't want to get away from that money train.
The son has separated himself from the dad, too, saying he doesn't,
so it,
you know,
yeah,
he
so
thinks
it seems.
He's a terrible racist and blah, blah, blah. So maybe the league would approve him. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there are other things going on in the world. The CBS journalist who was detained, one of the crew members of CBS News Journalism Squad in Ukraine, was beaten, apparently, by pro-Russian, or at least that's, well, who else would it, the regular Ukrainians aren't going to beat up a CBS News guy, right?
Right.
But you can imagine that you know, one of the Ruskies would do it. A top Malaysian official says he's willing to consider the theory that the flight went down in the Bay of Bengal, which is thousands of miles from where the search is taking place at the moment. But there's a but.
There's always a but.
But!
Isn't there always?
But I want to stress that by doing that, we are distracting ourselves from the main search. Really? Huh. Jennifer, do you understand the story this week about Amanda Knox? I don't quite even understand why this still goes on. She doesn't have to go there to be tried.
Right.
So she's still talking about being innocent.
Well, because they're trying her again.
So they can try her 100 times. She's never going to go back there, and we won't extradite her. So what's the why? Why bother?
Well, from what I've read, I think she's trying to protect herself a little bit. She's telling people that if she had done it, there would have been forensic evidence that would have linked her to it, and they weren't able to find any.
Really?
Back in her apartment.
Yeah. A lot of nonsense. Okay, let's do some food news. Everybody ready?
Everybody eats.
Everybody eats. Everybody likes to eat. It's fun to eat. So, you'll be happy to hear story that has been up at DougStefan.com, courtesy of the folks at Domino's. Doesn't Domino's deliver?
Domino's delivers, yes.
Get
it?
Domino's.
I know, it's a little
delivers.
Alliteration there.
Domino's is playing chicken.
Uh-oh.
The Domino's folks have plans, actually rolling out this month, a new chicken platform. Places its pizza toppings on breaded boneless chicken pieces. So, no more dough, but breaded fried chicken pieces.
Hmm.
Supposed to be just like
pizza.
Aren't
they always doing chicken? Oh, it's the chicken at the bottom of the
pizza.
There's
no pizza dough.
Ew.
It's a chicken.
Like a
with
big
pizza.
Nugget.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With pizza sauce and other mushrooms, veggies, pepperoni.
It's great if you're doing protein, right?
I guess so.
Sounds weird to me.
The CEO of Domino's says we're doing something with chicken that nobody else is doing.
Congratulations.
Maybe the reason they're not doing it, sir, is because it's a horrible idea. He says, we look at this as an opportunity to do chicken with a twist. Well, the chicken restaurants have done better, even though KFC isn't really selling chicken. It's a pseudo-chicken, and people think it's healthier than eating meat, which is not really true, especially when you get a hold of some of the chicken that goes through the system that we have now. So the pizza business itself, pizza's very cheap. Very cheap.
Well, it's easy to make.
Very
tomato
profitable.
Sauce, bread, cheese, come on.
Last year, Americans spent $35 billion buying pizza.
Wow.
So now they want to invent new ways to grow the business. Most of the major pizza chains are selling chicken wings. Now, Domino's pushes the envelope in a way that makes a lot of sense. Pizza delivery sales have recovered since the economic downturn. But people who are in the millennial group, which is the generation after you, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
the younger crowd, is interested
in... Yeah, they like weird stuff. They like
weird
combos.
They want creative offerings.
Right.
So the big pizza players are moving beyond the original, when the moon hits your eye, it's a big pizza pie.
It's a big chicken pie.
Yeah, right. Now it's a chicken pie. So who else makes chicken pies? Tyson
chicken
makes
pot
chicken
pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot.
Chicken pot,
pot pizza.
Pie.
All right. There's some important news from the world of food. Let's see what else. Oh, I saw that the Supreme Court got in on the action. Food News Part 2, this week's arguments before the Supreme Court clearly suggest that they are poised to drive a stake into the heart of a key argument being used by the defendants in the next wave of class action lawsuits based on deceptive and misleading food labels. The misrepresentation allegedly preempted by FDA regulations relating to food safety as it regards Coke's pomegranate blueberry juice blend. How many people, when you see pomegranate, you think, yeah, this is good for us, let's have some.
Every
and
time.
Blueberries are good for us, so let's have some. Put them together, and what do you have? Well, the pomegranate blueberry juice drink, which is labeled as pomegranate blueberry, actually has 0.6% of that juice in the bottle. That's less than 1%, boys and girls.
Hmm.
It met FDA labeling requirements, though, which state that you can, as long as you say what's in there, it doesn't have to be any percentage. It just has to actually have some pomegranate, some blueberry in this case.
It's just got to be in the ballpark.
It's got to be in the bottle. That's it. So some of the states want to instead of having the labeling that allows this to be called pomegranate blueberry juice, they want to have you actually know what the percentage of the juice that comes from pomegranates and blueberries is. So the states and the federal government, the FDA, and all these companies have been arguing with themselves, and it's ended up in the Supreme Court. Juice bottles in the Supreme Court. If, as expected, the High Court holds, as it did a couple of years ago regarding drug labeling, the claim based upon faulty food labeling not being preempted by federal regulations, if they stick to that, it'll open the door even wider to what many corporate lawyers have labeled the next wave of class action lawsuits. The people who, remember, they took the fat industry to court, French fries and all that stuff. How much, you know, what they're cooking the stuff in. So anyway, the people involved in this are ConAgra and Pepsi Cola and other, let's see, who else is involved in this? Heinz, General Mills, Chobani even. I thought they were supposed to be legit.
The yogurt?
They don't want you to know what's in their yogurt.
Huh.
They don't.
You would think it would be more of the health foods that don't that want to keep some dirty secrets anyway, more than the stuff that you already know is not great for you.
Mm-hmm. The Fortune magazine article I'm looking at suggests that this sort of thing will become the next tobacco. And I would say it is, because all these people are suing these companies because they aren't putting in their foods what they say they are. So there are a number of class action lawsuits. All this is, you know, I don't know whether your health is really affected by this. I mean, one way or another, drinking blueberry and pomegranate is good for you. How much is in it? You know, water is good for you, too. It's just that you're silly enough to pay $4 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, those bottles are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But we pay a dollar for a regular bottle of water anyway. So
I know.
You put a drop of blueberry and pomegranate in it, and what do you have?
$4.
Bippity-boppity-boo. But you can figure. See, this is all about the corporate takeover of all these smaller companies and making everything the same. In a moment, I'm going to have a story about the corporate takeover of the organic juice business, which you may or may not have thought about or known anything about. But it's an important consideration, and I'll have the info for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD doesn't specially mark displays in participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Massachusetts, responsibly.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Govond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Govond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Govond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
All right, some more input, info, if you will, on the food industry and how what you have available for purchase is affecting you. I don't know how many people saw this. Tyson issued a recall of their chicken nuggets sold in Sam's Club last month. I don't know what you go into Sam's Club, you go into
Costco,
see this stuff everywhere. I mean, they have tubs and tubs of the stuff. Must be millions
large
of
format
dollars.
Sizes.
Right, exactly. All right, you've heard me many times talking about the value or lack thereof with regard to the organic label. The reason the organic label isn't worth much anymore is because the government has watered it so down because they've gotten involved in it. And here are our friends at Dean Foods, who own and control about 75% of the fluid milk supply in our country. They have pillaged the conventional dairy industry, making it impossible for people like me that have a smaller dairy farm. I have 300 Jersey cows, so I'm selling raw milk at the store. The state's difficult to deal with. These people, it's collusion. It's like a large gang that big, you know how this works. The big, strong guys push the little guys around.
Little guys.
So now Dean Foods has bought Horizon and the Silk label as well and cheapened the brands anyone who has tasted this product when it was pure and original, and now it is not any more, it's not any different from any of the other stuff. It just happens. They are feeding you stuff that comes from factory farms, still trying to get Chinese milk into the family. They've broken contracts with family farmers. They're bringing in non-organic products to sell on the same label. I mean, think about it. I don't know how many of you have used Horizon or have seen their products. It was a wonderful, great, really fun family farm concept. Mm-hmm. The organic community loved it, embraced it. But now they've sold out, as with some of the other organic farming companies. They can't resist the amount of money that's being offered by these companies. And the only reason that they're getting offered so much money is because they've impacted the sale of milk for these other people. They got to buy them and put them out of business. So when you buy, the bottom line is, Horizon milk or Silk milk anymore, you're just buying the same garbage that you buy from the regular people. So why bother? That would be my alert to you as you go shopping this weekend for some good food.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Doesn't everybody know this sound?
Makes you afraid to go in the bathtub.
Does it make a difference how old you are? Do you think people that are younger than you are, the millennials, know this sound, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
The theme from the movie Jaws by John Williams. Filming began on Jaws on this date 40 years ago. Over, was it Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard? I think it was Martha's Vineyard. 1974 was the year Jaws came into reality. So we have two different clips from the movie. Roy Scheider is on one. Richard Dreyfuss is in the other.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, this is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't a coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. This really put Richard Dreyfuss on the map, did it not, Chucker?
Absolutely. And the reason the movie's a landmark movie, it was the first film released in the summer to ever gross $100 million and totally change the pattern of the way studios release big tentpole potential blockbuster movies from Christmas time to the summertime. More, and that trend has continued right after that film.
Well, there is both seasons are considered important, aren't they?
They are, but more summer now.
All right, so what's the big blockbuster that will open up probably later this month that will do ring the cash register $400, $500 million in that vicinity?
Well, they're getting earlier and earlier. I mean, Captain America 2 Winter Soldier opened 4 weeks ago, and worldwide has grossed over $600 million. Today, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a very expensive movie from Sony Pictures. They have a $125 million marketing campaign, so it should open $100 million plus.
All right, we'll talk about some of the other movies that are opening and what Chucker thinks the prospects are for their success coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's just like
feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's go over the list of movies that are coming out, what Chuck anticipates. By the way, Chuck has a great blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You might want to check that out online. You can get to it by going to DougStephan.com and click on Chuck's picture in the contributors box. So,
Thank you, Doug. I'm going to preview what comes out in May. Besides The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which opens today on 4,324 screens, I'm going to go see it this afternoon at 5. I'll tell you what I think about it on Monday. This month, Neighbors opens next week with Zac Efron and Seth Rogen. It's an R-rated comedy. Advance buzz is enormous on this film, with many people calling this movie instant classic. Also opening this weekend is Million Dollar Arm, a sports film from the Disney production company starring Mad Men actor John Hamm. Also that week, Blended, the third time Adam Sandler pairs with Drew Barrymore. I like the trailer. It looks funny. And also a superhero movie, X-Men Days of Future Past, which takes all the X-Men characters from the new generation to the old. That should be a big money maker. Toward the end of the month, Maleficent with Angelina Jolie.
Awful.
A million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane, who scored big with the movie Ted last summer. So there you have it in May.
That movie, the Angelina Jolie, she directed that movie, right?
Yeah, and her child had to be in it because it's so scary. No other kid could work with her.
Yeah. Well, but it is, again, when we were walking around, I think it was even, we walked around Disney last Sunday. Last Sunday we were walking around Disneyland in L.A., and there were these pictures all up for Maleficent. And they even had an early preview that you could go see. And I thought to myself, what a horrible thing for Disney to be connecting themselves to, frankly. All right, Chuck, nice job. Everybody have a good weekend. Go see a movie, have some fun, dry out, chill out. 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.